A few months ago, the city health department came up with a new policy. They would no longer come out to help people get rid of a skunk that had set up housekeeping under a back porch or had crawled into a garage or a tool shed. Now, I can personally testify that having a skunk hiding out in your property can be a bit tense. Some time ago, we had to coax one of these furry little creatures out from under our back porch, and we were very careful. Frankly, I would have preferred to have someone from the health department take care of the problem for us. After all, they're the experts, and they can handle these things. Now, there's a lesson here, isn't there? Oftentimes in life, we are confronted with situations we'd rather not get involved with, and we'd prefer leaving it to the experts. In fact, there are issues that arise in Scripture that we would like to have some professional handle, a preacher or a missionary or someone like that. World evangelization is one of those issues, but the Bible does not let us off the hook so easily. The Apostle Peter calls us a people claimed by God to proclaim the triumphs of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now let me ask you a question. Has this happened to you? Have you been claimed by God to be His very own? If so, Peter says there are some obligations that go along with that living relationship with the Lord Himself. If you and I have been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light, we are responsible to tell people about that. It's not right that we just settle back and bask in the warmth of God's salvation. It's not right that we tell ourselves that we will leave the evangelization of our friends and our neighborhood and our town, our country, our world to the professionals. No, that's our responsibility. Furthermore, can a professional pastor or missionary as effectively touch the lives of your friends or neighbors as you can? If your friends and neighbors don't go to church or religious gatherings, how can a religious professional touch them? You are their link with God. They sense God's presence about you and are watching you. Each of us must lift up our eyes and look on the fields of the world and see ourselves as laborers in that vast, overripe harvest ready to be gathered in. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.